30,000 beds in Guantanamo to detain the worst criminal illegal aliens threatening the American people. Some of them are so bad we don't even trust the countries to hold them because we don't want them coming back, so we're going to send them out to Guantanamo.
So Guantanamo Bay, America's controversial offshore prison, will now hold criminals illegally in the country. But if you thought progressives were upset about that, put your seatbelts on, because there's another prison that could soon house these criminals, and some people say this place is even worse.
That offer would put convicted criminals in President Bukele's notorious mega prison, known as the Terrorism Confinement Center, built by Bukele to house alleged members of gangs that had once helped make El Salvador one of the most dangerous countries in the world.
He has offered to house in his jails dangerous American criminals, including those of U.S. citizenship and legal residence.
It's a non-starter to talk about deporting U.S. citizens.
It's no different than a prison system, except it would be a lot less expensive.
Chaos and outrage today in downtown L.A. with thousands of people protesting President Trump's threat of mass deportation. The crowds blocked the freeways, the city streets. They caused huge traffic delays, and they prompted the LAPD to issue a citywide tactical alert.
He doesn't care. We need to be treated like humans.
I'm mad. I'm like sad. I'm like all mixed emotions. There's so many people out there that may have came here illegally, but
if you are an individual, a foreign national, who illegally enters the United States of America, you are, by definition, a criminal. And so, therefore, you are subject to deportation.
This is a photo of that notorious mega prison in El Salvador. And what none of the activists complaining about this will tell you is that the threat of imprisonment, either here or at Guantanamo, is going to have a major effect on public safety in this country. Because these are two of the toughest prisons in the entire world. And they were designed to hold members of gangs like Venezuela's Tren de Aragua, which has been taking over sanctuary cities like New York, selling weapons, committing crimes, and exploiting other immigrants, all of it allowed by a lax legal system that releases violent offenders and will not cooperate with ICE. But ICE is now here hunting down these criminals who won't just be incarcerated, they'll now be sent to one of two isolated supermax prisons where escape is virtually impossible. And life in either of these places is going to be the opposite of living as a criminal in a big city like New York, and that's going to terrify some criminals so much that they leave on their own. And that includes American criminals, because El Salvador hasn't just offered to hold dangerous folks who are here unlawfully, they've also said they're willing to outsource the housing of dangerous U.S.-born convicts, who will apparently be mixed in with a general prison population of hardened criminals from all across Central and South America. Something nobody in a U.S. prison is probably excited about. However, offloading our prison population would not only save America money, but will also incentivize good behavior on behalf of prospective American criminals before they do something they shouldn't. Which brings us to the real reason why activists are so upset about these new developments. Many Americans say they support. Once all of our criminals are somewhere else, there's not going to be anybody left to advocate for or sympathize with as a victim of an unfair, unjust society. But viewing criminals as victims is how you enable a Tren de Aragua ringleader to raid apartments in Colorado and then escape to New York, a sanctuary city, where he then gets apprehended by ICE after trying to make a rather explosive purchase.
One of the ringleaders, he had warrants out for his arrest in Colorado, and this ringleader had just tried to buy some grenades. He had been a part of a gun buy.
Buying grenades while living in an apartment building near families. That's absolute insanity. And the only way to end this madness is with a solution that strikes fear in the hearts of even the hardest gang members. But as you're about to see, it's pretty tough to tell which of these two controversial prisons is going to do a better job of that.
President Trump directing the Pentagon and DHS to prepare to hold up to 30,000 undocumented migrants at Guantanamo Bay before they're eventually deported back to their home countries.
We can actually see the detainees. They cannot see us back through this glass.
And that
it's literally a prison for people nobody wants in their country. And the U.S. is already sending people here. This plan has already started. There hasn't even been time to protest against it. U.S. sends first flight with migrant criminals to Guantanamo Bay after Trump crackdown. Look at this guy here with the tattoo on his neck. This is crazy. Apparently, the facility will be guarded by 200 Marines. And advocates are upset. They're saying that housing people here is inhumane. But the plan is to build humanitarian relief centers and have people stay there. They're not putting them in the jails that are also for terror suspects. And we've got the same tent-style facilities here in New York. We've had them for the last 2 years, and even though people weren't thrilled with them when we had them here, it's not like the country is doing anything different than a sanctuary city that's housing asylum seekers.
We have 30,000 beds in Guantanamo to detain the worst criminal illegal aliens threatening the American people. Some of them are so bad we don't even trust the countries to hold them.
Some of these people are gang members, some are terror watch list suspects. Some of these are people who here in New York are not only living in city-run shelters where they've got weapons that they smuggled in because this is a sanctuary city that doesn't do any background checks, they're also using those weapons to coerce other immigrants to join their gang or forcing them to join their gang under threats, intimidation, telling people they'll be branded as outsiders if they go against what this gang wants. And that's terrible. That's a level of human exploitation that we're allowing to happen here because we don't have a real system of consequences to keep people like this out of our country. Why would Trump not trust them? Well, right here, it says that this gang was started in a Venezuelan prison, which is absolutely insane. They took over the prison. Look at this. In 2023, they found a swimming pool with restaurants inside, along with weapons, including automatic rifles, machine guns, and thousands of rounds of ammunition. That doesn't sound like people who are actually in a prison doing their time. Doesn't sound like that. It sounds like they're in there plotting what they're gonna do next. And if you send people like this back to a country that's supposed to incarcerate them, how could you possibly expect that we're not gonna have a repeat and these people aren't gonna be out and then be back at the US border trying to get back into our country, where they just make things more dangerous for law-abiding immigrants? But apparently the United States government is gearing up to place a lot of individuals in this type of custody because there's also this new deal on the table with the nation of El Salvador. Their president has offered to house people in his state-of-the-art maximum security prison, which was built for terrorists and gang members, some of the exact same people that we're having a problem with now here in our country. But these are both really tough prisons. They're designed so that the people inside can never get out unless somebody lets them out. Now, to me, the maximum security El Salvador prison looks a lot scarier just because there's a whole bunch of other people in there who we know are very bad people. But experts are saying that the isolated nature of Guantanamo Bay and the way it's set up just breaks a person down mentally.
He says the Guantanamo detention facility has always been a lawless place, so it's no surprise to him that a president who he says has no respect for the law would be attracted to it.
You wouldn't know where you were in the world. All you see is ocean. It was a perfect place to just stuff people in.
Yeah, I mean, after you go to a place like that, you're on an island. You're going to get island fever, but it's also a prison. It's got to be incredibly depressing. But when you consider that these gang members who are going to end up being sent to this place, that they're here in America right now using their mental energy to commit crimes and get away with it, that one guy was trying to buy grenades. We don't want people using their mental energy for that. So perhaps it's better to have somebody who's that dangerous in a place where they can't hurt anybody else. Look at this. Tiny little rooms, barbed wire, thick doors. No thanks. But what also looks pretty bad is this prison in El Salvador.
Built by Bukele to house alleged members of gangs that had once helped make El Salvador one of the most dangerous countries in the world.
Their country has gotten so much safer since they set this prison up.
Down on crime. That crackdown has swept up 80,000 people and enjoyed public support.
Yeah. People support it because they can walk down the streets. They're not in danger anymore in their own country. And you've got people in working class neighborhoods in New York that are saying the exact same thing. Now that ICE is here going on these raids, getting rid of some of these dangerous criminals, they say their neighborhoods feel more safe than they used to, which makes it pretty hard to understand why people could be out there advocating for this whole operation to stop. I mean, these are some really bad people. They're harming the innocent. It's terrible.
That mega prison, the size of 7 football stadiums, with a capacity to hold 40,000 prisoners. Movements are tightly controlled. No mattresses are offered.
Wait, no mattresses?
Prisoners spend all but 30 minutes per day in packed
cells.
That's
crazy.
The state department.
Apparently, this place is just designed to scare the living daylights out of people who might want to be criminals. And apparently, it's been very successful in El Salvador. All of these people, most of many ways, were out there committing crimes. Now they're not. It's one of the safest countries in South America. Says right here they get 30 minutes a day for outside exercise. It doesn't look like they've got the ability to conceal weapons or to do stuff in prison that you might be able to get away with in an American prison. Does it look crowded? Yes, but it doesn't look dirty. Everyone's wearing white, and white gets dirty easily, so they're keeping it clean. It's not like a rat-infested, dungeon-y type place, but now the big question is, Trump says he wants to send people here. that might not be possible, but he's going to find out if he can do it. And apparently this would be some of the worst criminals we've got in America. They would go here instead of staying where they are right now.
It's no different than a prison system, except it would be a lot less expensive.
That's true.
And it would be a great deterrent. Send them to other countries. No, we'll have to find that out legally. I'm just saying, if we had the legal right to do it, I would do it in a heartbeat.
I don't think that they have the legal right to do it. I don't know if this is actually going to happen. Sounds like there's some doubt there, but it looks like 2025 is stacking up to be the absolute worst year to be a criminal in America. I mean, now, if you do something and you're here in the country illegally, not only could you be rapidly deported from the country and sent to Guantanamo Bay, where nobody wants to go, this prison's out there waiting for you if you're especially dangerous. And even U.S. criminals who might be thinking, well, none of this ICE stuff applies to me because I'm here legally. If you do something really bad in this country, you can end up in one of those places too. This is going to be a deterrent for everybody. This might actually be a very good thing for public safety in America. The director of this prison in El Salvador describes it as a place for inmates who are psychopaths, difficult to rehabilitate. This here is an image of two people attending court remotely. They've got the Zoom stuff over here. That's the courtroom. That was something we did in this country during 2020. How could we say this is inhumane? Many courtrooms went remote. People had to work remote because there were lockdowns everywhere. It's the same thing. The idea that any of this is inhumane, it's all been done in the past. Guantanamo Bay, that's not a new facility. George Bush, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Donald Trump, every president has had access to this facility, and its purpose is not necessarily a detention camp for the worst of the worst. It's actually got a very useful purpose, which doesn't get any press at all whatsoever.
Going back to the 90s, there were tens of thousands of Haitians and Cuban migrants who were housed there because it was a transit point. You can get thousands of individuals in tents, secured in places at Guantanamo Bay. There's also the eventuality that we could have hardened criminals.
Just like in New York, it's the same thing. We've got these big tents, we've got these humanitarian facilities, and you know what? I bet you these federal government facilities, they're going to be better and more generous than whatever we had going on here in New York, which people complained about, which had bad food. The ICE border czar, Tom Homan, he's come out and said that these facilities are going to be state-of-the-art. They're going to be brand new, they're going to be great, and they're just a staging facility. It takes time for people who need to be sent somewhere to have that coordination happen. You can't just put people on a plane and have them randomly show up. The countries that are receiving folks need to know who it is. And if there's a delay and people need a place to stay and to sleep and to be cared for, the U.S. is going to provide that. If you're very dangerous, you could be at Guantanamo for a long time. If you're not, this place is going to be like a layover on a flight somewhere. You'll be flown here and then flown somewhere else once all the ducks are in a row. But what about the
gang
members?
There's also the eventuality that we could have hardened criminals, hardened gang members with violent criminal pasts in transit. If that is the case, we're preparing options for the actual detention facilities. The detention facilities that are basically supermax prisons there at Guantanamo Bay to temporarily be used to house them. We don't want to put our personnel, any Americans at risk in transit.
So it might just be temporary. Even gang members, these Trende Aragua members, even they might not be there forever. I think it's going to depend on who you are and what you've done. It's probably going to be the kind of thing that happens on a case-by-case basis. They're going to look at this guy that tried to buy grenades here in New York and was a ringleader and was one of the people in the Colorado incident. Here he is, the Trende Aragua ringleader. Here's an image of him during the Colorado apartment raid. He was one of these individuals, and then they caught him right here in a New York City apartment. That's absolutely crazy. And this was in one of four different raids up in the Bronx. I mean, what an absolute disaster this is. If we've got people who are out here who are really dangerous, we don't want them coming back. But as you can imagine, not everybody is thrilled with this. We've got this whole crowd of advocates that get their power from scaring people and intimidating them and making them think that all of this is some horrible injustice done against people who have done absolutely nothing wrong. And this right here is part of what people are upset about, this fast track deportations. Now, what this is, it's an expedited removal program. ICE officials can try to cancel parole for people who've arrived in the country within the last 2 years. And that parole status is granted to folks who are here seeking asylum. They're here, they're paroled into the country while they wait for their court date. But parole is discretionary. And apparently federal agents have been instructed that if they encounter somebody, that they're supposed to use their judgment as to whether or not that person should retain their parole status. That means if they're in New York and they find a bunch of criminals and these guys have weapons, even if they have no prior record, if they're here on parole, an ICE agent could say, hey, we think these folks are very dangerous. We don't think they should be in the country. We think that they should be deported while their asylum case plays out. What do you think about this? Do you think that these prisons in other countries are a good idea for people who don't have a right to be in this country? And what do you think about the controversial idea of housing some very dangerous U.S. criminals in these places to save the country money? Is that fair? Are their rights going to be violated? Are they not going to get due process? Will they not be able to get visitation because they're in another country? These are big questions, and I think it would be a major deterrent to committing crime in this country. I think 2025 is going to be a bad year to be a criminal here. Let me know. Thank you so much for watching. I'll see you in the next video.